Let me share my screen. All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Wood Ranch Public Infrastructure District. Today is November 4th. It's 9:03. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So everyone on the call, if we could go through, if you could state your name for the recording and the record. We'll start with the board. Gary, would you like to start?
Sure. Gary Langston with Third Cadence.
Scott Kaufman with Third Cadence.
Rachel McAleese with Third Cadence.
Aaron Wade, Gilmore Bell.
And I am Jennifer Gallus with Snow Jones and Reese.
Great. That's everyone I show on the call. Jennifer, do we have anyone there at the anchor location?
We do not.
All right. We'll move on then. Board, looks like we have the meeting minutes from October 4th. Have you guys had a chance to review those and do they look accurate?
I looked at them and they looked accurate, so I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from August 4th.
Thanks,
Yes,
Gary.
I'll second the motion.
Thanks, Scott. All those in favor say aye.
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 And that's unanimous. All right, now we'll go to our action item, which deals with the amendment to the assessment ordinance. Aaron, I'll turn it over to you.
Okay, thank you very much. So this amendment is a little bit of time in the making. So if you guys remember when the bonds went out to market, the investors asked for some certainty on the amount of prepayment that would occur with respect to each lot. And so that was locked in and made a requirement in the bond indenture. And there was a commitment made by the district to follow up with this amendment to the assessment ordinance. And so Rachel, I know, has been tracking with the various home builders and getting their consents, and the last one came in a couple weeks ago. And so this is now kind of tying up that loose end of we have the consent of the Third Cadence entity, and now we have the consent of the four home builders. And so it will, record against the property and amend the assessment ordinance to confirm those provisions of the indenture requiring the prepayment of a portion of each lot's assessment as that lot is sold to end users. And again, that won't prevent you from paying more than that or paying off earlier, but just is that commitment so investors, again, had the comfort of what they'd be prepaid. And then the other piece is just a correction. There was a test that stated the lesser of the greater when it should have stated the greater of the lesser. And so that Scrivener error is also being corrected by this amendment. And I think that was previously circulated as well. So that's the amendment that's in front of you. Like I said, we worked with Rachel and the consents are all in hand, but happy to take any questions or if not, motion is great.
So, board, I have the documents if you need to go through them. We could pull them up, but it's up to you.
I don't have any questions. I'm pretty clear on what we've done and why.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
That I'll make a motion that we approve resolution 2024-07 as presented.
Thanks, Gary.
Second the motion.
Thanks, Scott. All those in favor say aye.
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 And that's unanimous. Board, do you have anything else that anybody wants to bring forward that we need to talk about?
I do not.
I do not.
Right. We could get
Okay.
a motion to adjourn then.
I'll motion to adjourn.
Scary.
Second.
Thanks, Scott. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 And that's unanimous. All right. Hey, thanks, guys. Good to see you.
Yeah,
Thank
thank
you
you.
all.
Thanks, guys.
Take
See ya.
care.
Bye.